Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this program at this appointed time, thank you for caring to be consistent in hearing and feeling and internalizing and hopefully synthesizing, utilizing, and being ever more committed to walking in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme intelligence that you indeed already are. For every time I come to these airwaves, I am always so appreciative for all of you who would care to listen, who care to be tuned in, tuned up, turned on, turned out, and always showing up and showing out in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are as these living, loving, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence, to be supremely present and supremely intelligent in a now moment where it is truly in our best interest. As a result of all of the political, economic, and social manipulation that has been going on all spring and summer and moving into fall, that which other ones would have you accept as a new normal, we're in a place in space where we realize that we have gotten used to dysfunction, disorientation, miseducation, manipulation, violation, subjugation, domination, oppression, suppression, sickness, illness, and disease as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And it is abnormal indeed when we realize that we were perfectly and divinely designed and designed perfectly to be vehicles and vessels of the expression of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, to dwell in the peace and the poise and the power in self-realizing, self-actualizing, and knowing the truth of ourselves as these points of the presence of that which we refer to as God. And being in a place where everyone or so many ones are following those who do not exalt the divinity of existence, following those who have their own agendas in play for the control of your mind and your urges and how you spend or invest your life force and your time and your energy and your money. But we're in a now moment to realize that there's leverage that we can have over all of the manipulation, to put ourselves in a place and space where we really don't have to be so concerned about who is vying for the White House or control as government when we have the responsibility to be self-governing, to tap into and be tuned in and atoned at one with the absolute and supreme intelligence that blazes the sun, has the world spinning, is beating our hearts and breathing us, constitutes the beginninglessness and the endlessness, the infinity and eternity of existence itself, and to realize that we are always in it, with it. We dwell by virtue of it. And in our now moment, our realizing that we have been gifted its eye, its presence, with which to truly see, to see in truth, so that we are truly aligning ourselves with that which allows us to be consistently growing, expanding, unfolding consciously, self-mastering, self-realizing, self-actualizing, harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence that give us leverage over the lawless ones, which puts us in a place and space where we are in the assurance and knowing that there is indeed justice and there is indeed peace. But to be on the right side of it, to be in a place where we are consciously working harmoniously with this intelligence so that we are not a detriment to ourselves, or anything or anyone else. And it matters that we are properly oriented in this life. It matters that we realize that we have been given law, and to activate that law through being able to truly think and to activate the faculties that we have been given so that we can take responsibility for truly creating the world, our world, as we truly would love to live it. But to be in a place where you're always looking outside of yourself, where you're thinking that God, the Creator, Allah, Jah, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, is so far removed from your personal situation or circumstance that you are giving your will unto that entity or being that is outside of you, as opposed to you taking full responsibility for being this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that there is truly one real eye that sees through every eye. And we as a global humanity, we as a nation of people, very diverse, multicultural, that we're in a place of real knowing, or should be realizing, the oneness of existence itself, and we will exalt that oneness so that we are in a perfect peace with ourselves as everyone else. And so the continued violation of other ones' rights to their lives, the continued assault and intention to marginalize and oppress and suppress other ones, will bring forward the justice and our realizing that no one gets away with anything because there is absolute law. By virtue of there being absolute law, then we have the evidence of chaos and confusion. But there is order. And when we care to truly prosper, then we realize that there is a right way to do it in the consistent investing of our energy and time and focus into cultivating the wealth of ourselves. To be in a mindset where we are tapping into the truths of existence and applying them to our lives to the degree to which we are growing consistently, maturing deliberately, intentionally, by right use of the law. The respect and the reverence, the appreciation, the gratitude, the thanksgiving, the internalization and synthesization, the utilization of that, so that we are always in a great place with ourselves everywhere that we are. But to be in a place where people are running over here because they think that where they are is a detriment to them, so they're going to go over there. And instead of perfecting themselves here and then going, they're just looking for greener grass. But every place has its issues, because the whole world and all of the people upon the planet are here to master themselves, to understand how to truly live, how to think, how to love, how to forgive, how to honor, how to respect, you know, the virtues of character that are consistent with the who that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. This is the work that there is to be done everywhere. But for us to be under the thought or the mindset that success in capitalism is success in life, or success in conquest, or success in oppressing other ones, success in subjugating and dominating and manipulating and violating other ones is success in life. I'm just saying is that we are in a now moment where the amount of sickness, illness, and disease, the pandemic that was already in full effect prior to isolating this one virus, when the body, most bodies, are filled with viruses and bacteria and organisms and worms and parasites and what, as the result of being fed the carcasses of dead pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and fish and crab and other sea creatures and whatnot, that most people are really already in a place and space of decline as a result of how much decay and decomposition and deterioration is happening at the cellular level, manifesting as various degrees of sickness, illness, disease, degeneration, dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer, diabetes. And so they took our focus from coming to a place where we are in a full commitment to the healing that needs to be done, and to realize that the healing really is not able to truly be exacted without our conscious participation in doing that which is truly in our own best interest consistently over time, in facilitating the cleansing, the cellular liberation of the nitrates and the nitrites and the preservatives and the stabilizers and the all of the other metals and chemicals and things that are in the tissues as a result of dealing with a food industry that is improperly oriented, motivated by money, as opposed to being under the auspices of real purpose in existence, in enhancing and facilitating and cultivating the true wellness of people. There are no ones who've been gifted to the planet whose purpose in existence is to undermine the life force of other ones, or to subjugate and dominate and bastardize and usurp the other ones' lives and murder and slaughter them so that their carcasses can be sold to people as happy meals. That is not purpose. That is dysfunction. And where ones and ones were told that the love of money is the root of all evil, I would say that it is not the love of money. It is the lust and love for killing, slaughtering, and feeding off of dead animals, and thinking that there is some joy, and feeling that there is some joy in the conquest and violation of taking the lives of other ones. That this is really the epitome of evil that is being depicted in the video games and the movies and all of these things. So in light of being immersed in a death culture where these things are legal as food, as sport, as game, as industry, as income, as profit, as investment, then know that the justice is the sickness, the illness, and the disease that the people are already influenced by. And because we are dealing with a government that is not speaking to the real issues at hand in terms of there being a moratorium on capitalism having the right to dictate that people's lives are not as valuable as the capital, the currency, the paper, the money, the stocks, the shareholders, profits. So that the people themselves will have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate in a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business and economy. Where we will no longer participate in feeding children hot dogs and hamburgers and lunch meats and Lunchables and all of this processed food stuff that undermines their capacity for true thought and creativity and ingenuity that is foundational for the amount of sickness, illness, and disease that is showing up in the babies, in the toddlers, in the children, in the adolescents, in the young adults. So we have the responsibility, particularly as women, to take forward our duty, obligation, and responsibility as a perpetuator of lineages, to know that it is our right to set things right. But we cannot do what is truly in the best interest of our society or our community or our families when we are a detriment to ourselves, where as individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we feel entitled to do things that are truly not in our best interest and entitled to do that which is truly detrimental to ourselves, so that we do not gain the strength and the leverage and the light and the courage to do that which is truly in the best interest of other ones. And for those ones who will say, well, I feed my children fresh fruit and vegetation, but then they see their parents smoking and drinking and eating all kinds of things. So we are in a place where we understand that integrity matters, integrity being the completeness and the wholeness of who we are as beings that should be functioning holistically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, psychically, financially. That for ones and ones to think that they can generate money at the detriment of other ones is a delusion to think that there's true prosperity in it. And our coming to a point and place where everybody is impacted and affected by the earth changes that are coming, with the fires burning and the ice melting and the waters rising and the storms brewing. And the media can isolate how much of the devastation they show to us and how they're able to keep us distracted, you know, and then all of the social media and whatnot, so that we are not truly oriented to really having an understanding as to the impact and effect that we could have individually and collectively if we would truly honor the reality that we are divinely designed and designed divinely, so that no one is designed to feed off the carcasses of dead animals. Everybody's designed to breathe. Breath is the animating force of absolutely everyone, regardless of how big, how small, how light, how dark, or whatever, how much money they have. Everybody is animated by the life force that comes with our breath and our breathing and the oxygenation. And everyone is upon a planet that is 80% water, that is virtually a living biospheric intergalactic spaceship, and our bodies are divinely designed for this cosmic traveling upon this planet. And then we have no respect, or we're not really educated or religiously trained to truly have the quality of respect and reverence and appreciation and gratitude and realization of the divinity of existence itself. and therefore take ourselves for granted and take our lives for granted and take our duties, obligation, and responsibility as a progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people for granted, to the degree to which we think that our jobs are more important than spending the qualitative time in creating well-adjusted children that will grow up to be well-adjusted men, the progenitor of lineages, and well-adjusted women, the perpetuator of lineages that will come together and facilitate positively productive and cooperative, collaborative relationships that create greater gifts to life itself, to society itself, in their inventions and their businesses and all of the things, but particularly the beings that they bring forward in life. And so under this thing where now people are saying, well, if you don't have a mask, you can't come in, or everybody's required to have a mask and the mask must cover your nose and your mouth because of this fear of this coronavirus. And I'm saying the only way that you could be really afraid of one coronavirus, one virus that has always existed, and think that you can get it in the air, but then you still feed off the carcasses of dead animals. You still have all of this rot, deterioration, and violation and filth in your body temple. And it's always been there because you've always been eating this way. But then all of a sudden, you're contagious, or you're not. But then you are a detriment to yourself because you're breathing in that which should be exhaled. And because the intelligence of existence fills all spaces, it's all pervasive, there is nowhere where it is not, and the world, the planet, is consistently in motion, spinning, that we have been divinely designed to be consistently regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, revivifying, and we are under the auspices of systems that are in direct opposition to the order of existence itself, but then those are the ones that you choose to follow and not the order that has been instituted by that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so to be under the auspices of men who are lawless, as opposed to you being in the light of the truth of your right and right alignment with that which beats your heart and breeds you, then it's a problem. Because you could not possibly make right decisions in the toxicity that there is. So it doesn't matter who you select. There is no one that you could put in office because no one is exalting the responsibility, duty, and obligation that we have as men and women to be exalting life. And that business does not absolve us of purpose in existence. And so this now moment, it's pregnant with opportunity for those who care to really gain the kind of insight and strength and intuition and the activation of the true faculties that they were given, so that we are able to have leverage over all of the systems of oppression, miseducation, violation, indoctrination, dogma, and the politics and the agendas of ones and ones who have already proven that they truly do not have the best interests of anyone at heart, because they do not exalt the wholeness, the oneness, and still feeding people the carcasses of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of these things that are filled with all of these pathogens and viruses and bacteria and worms and organisms, so that if they were truly concerned about the well-being of ones and ones, or the whole, then they would stop the spread of all of that which creates the heart disease, the cancer, the stroke, the diabetes, the upper respiratory issues, the pneumonia, the suicide, the homicide, the surgeries, all of these things that are creating multi-trillion dollar business. And so there is justice, so that those seeds that have been sown in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease to generate money, there has to be a harvest of sickness, illness, and disease. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus or COVID-19. It has everything to do with the money that the beef industry, the pork industry, the chicken industry, the alcohol, tobacco, sugar industry, and all of those ones who are processing foods and whatnot, and those of you who work for them. That it's a dying business because you are supporting a death culture. In the midst of dwelling in the reality of eternity on the planet that is suspended in nothing but this space. And so it's about your choices. Whether you choose to exalt a full effort in your living or whether you will continue to pinch off on your life force, undermining yourselves in order to truly heal. There has to be a desire to be whole, to be cleansed. And then there has to be the effort on a daily basis to facilitate it, because we have been socialized to brush our teeth daily and bathe the outside of our bodies daily. But instead of cleansing the inside daily, you spend your daily activities creating more congestion, dehydration, insufficient oxygenation, acidity, toxicity, constipation, sickness, illness, and disease. But you live in your body. And so for where we are now, realize that there is nothing that you can work for that is greater than who and what you already are. And the greatest love there is in respecting and reverencing the divine design and the absolute and supreme intelligence that is life itself. And men who are capitalists, who are the profiteers behind the pharmaceuticals and the biotech industries, and those ones who are investing in the vaccinations and vaccines and all of these things, to understand that one with life, harmonized in the laws of existence, is much greater than the masses who are under the thumb and the boot of those who are murderers, liars, and thieves, literally robbing the life force of the people and the children for profit, for money, which is delusional. There's no way to survive it. You're being called to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are and praying that you care to be all you are in this now moment of eternity. And so the now moment in which we are requires us to realize that there is absolute law that governs all of existence and all of the chaos is as a result of the law and the order that is inherent, just as perfection is an inherent part of existence and is the wholeness of existence itself. But our socialization has not supported us in knowing it, realizing it, being aware of it, consciously harmonizing and attuning ourselves with it and unto it. And it's a problem when you are, and we are, impacted by the actions and the failures of actions of millions of people, including our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and all of those who vie for selection and election to positions that lay foundation for decisions that impact and affect great numbers of people, when those people themselves are not properly oriented and have never really ever received the fullness of the support that they could have gotten or should have gotten to be in a place to have the wisdom and the light enough to make decisions that are truly in the best interest of those who may not be able to make their own best choices. And so there is no way to truly have a functioning democracy, a government for the people, by the people, when the people themselves are supported in undermining themselves and realizing that the society, the educational systems, the political systems, the social systems, and the way that we are religiously trained and whatnot never took into account what the purpose in being on the planet actually is. And so our now moment requires us to really care to not just do it differently, but to be able to facilitate the quality of life and living that supports generations of ones to come forward in a much greater authenticity of who and what they truly are as these living, intelligent, loving, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. But to have us in a place where we think that, you know, success in life is just being able to be successful and good at whatever it is you choose to do, and the games of manipulation and subjugation and violation and domination and working against the wellness of others truly will create a frequency and energy where ones and ones are working against themselves, and the justice that shows up is showing up as cancer and heart disease and diabetes and pneumonia and all of these other issues that have crystallized in the tissues of the people that are undermining their rights to their lives or putting them in a place where they have the right to suffer the consequences of choices that facilitate illness. But when the society itself has signed off on corporate entities and deities of death to have access to the people's minds through commercialism and sublimation and psychological manipulation, behavior modification through the assault of the cells of the beings with all of these chemicals and nitrates and nitrites, the preservatives and all of these shelf enhancers and stabilizers and the processing of that stuff that they call food, which becomes literally waste in the body. The body doesn't know what to do with it. It isn't food. It doesn't provide oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, nor does it facilitate the alkalization that is a necessity for consistent cellular regeneration, rejuvenation, and the wellness of the whole being, spirit, mind, emotion, and body. And so where we are right now requires us to really have a reverence and a respect and an appreciation for the reality that we are already dwelling in eternity on a planet that is immersed in nothing but the order of existence itself, and that our right alignment upon the planet would lay foundation for our true success in our self-realizing, self-actualizing, and being harmonized within the will of existence for its continued expansion and enhancement in consciousness that spans infinity and eternity, and we, as these points of it, have the opportunity to cultivate the truth of who we are as immortals upon the planet, dwelling in the realm of eternity, having an understanding and an understanding as to how to really live, to be resolutely standing with the absolute law that is love, that promotes the harmony of existence itself, all orders of existence itself. And so love will triumph and light will triumph here. And there is no way that ones and ones who are not committed to the triumph of love, light, wisdom, and truth as the reality of their lives and what it is they aspire towards, then their lives will not truly reflect the fullness of what they could have had, had they had the wisdom and the care to choose that which would be really self-vivifying, to give them the opportunity to be radiant in the light of the truth of the all that they are as these points of the presence of the living God and Goddess. And I realize that everybody's not in a place and space where they care to walk the face of this earth in the integrity of themselves. I realize that our socialization and being anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, dumbed down, and immersed in the ditches and valleys of degradation and violation and niggerdom and all of these other things that put people in a position where they would prefer to be out of alignment. They prefer to feed off the carcasses of dead animals and have the rot and the decay poisoning their blood and creating the heart disease, the cancer, the leukemia, and all of these other issues, and then throw themselves on the mercy of the doctors so that they could be shot up with more poison and whatnot. I'm just saying, I realize that that's kind of where we are in terms of what people are choosing daily and how they're being supported. But at the foundation of this, to have parents and grandparents and whatnot who see this sea of sickness, illness, and disease, and then don't knock, ask, seek, and apply themselves to anything differently other than to be a part of the herd of chattel and whatnot, to just follow suit on the path of death. And so it's necessary that we do have a broader perspective in looking at how large the earth is, as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all there is within the context of the universe and the solar system and the galaxy, of which we are a very, very small part. But to realize that we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and our whole lives and the whole realm of existence is divinity in expression. And so after a while, people will get tired of following those who have no light, no love, no wisdom, and no peace, truth, who are just in it to be exploitive, to be manipulative, to depopulate and control and violate. You understand? I'm just saying, when those ones who are billionaires and so educated come to a point in place where they don't care to serve the purposes of life, then they have the right to their death. Let's just pray that it's sooner than later, before they have the opportunity to really unleash the fullness of their manipulations upon a global planet that is still awakening from their slumber under religious dogma and indoctrination and socialization and religious and politics and all of the things that have constituted that realm that we call the world, although we're on a planet that is a biospheric intergalactic spaceship that is living and spinning and animated. And we are made from the same stuff. So the sun is not dying. She's still radiant and blazing, and the earth is still spinning and growing and going through all of that she goes through as she provides house and is hostess for innumerable numbers of species and beings and populace. Our choice that is in front of us now is to choose life, is to choose to step out of the ditches and valleys of degradations, to get out of the rut of the inconsistency, the contradictions, the hypocrisy, the being in a place and space of carelessness, mindlessness, helplessness. It's not a good fit and it's not a good look. And the amount of the pandemic that was already in full expression and full effect before this exercise in political, economic, and social manipulation called COVID or COVIDiocy, or the coronavirus, when if these people really cared about your health, then they would not be serving the flesh of dead animals consistently daily. That would have been the first thing they would have shut down. Because most of the viruses, bacteria, organisms, pathogens, and whatnot that are entering the human population are coming into the human population by virtue of the carcasses that the people are eating. And you've been doing it for so long and never been worried about, you know, passing things on to people. And you've been still casually sexing and doing all of the things that make people vulnerable. So all of the HIV, the AIDS, the herpes, and all of these other sexually transmitted infections and whatnot still has its root in being hosts for the plethora of bacteria, viruses, and other things that come as a result of being flesh eaters. And because it's common, and because it's the way that the system has been, does not mean that it is in the best interest of anybody, as we are seeing with the amount of mindlessness and thoughtlessness that people will consider and continually do those things that are truly detrimental to themselves, creating the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and then go to the doctors and get more poison, and then think that there is some relief that they can truly have, when the greatest relief, the long-lasting relief, the true healing will come when there is a commitment to honor and to harmonize and to utilize that which truly supports liberation at the cellular level, to get all of this toxins and all of this sludge and all these viruses and bacteria and all these organisms and stuff out of the body, out of the tissues, out of the brain, out of the pineal gland, out of the organs, out of the cells, to come to a point and place where we're literally creating the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that allows us to dwell in the consciousness of one who knows its harmony with the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as Mother, Father, Creator, God, the Lord, the Law. And to be in a place and space where we are self-governing. How could you have bozos governing? You know, governing you. You understand? And I'm just saying is that people are going back and forth and back and forth and having their attention on those who are literally powerless in terms of what and who has true authority in your life. Nobody has a greater power and authority in your life than you do. And to give authority to other ones who have proven that they don't have your best interests at heart, it's going to lay foundation for a tragic date with fate. It is not the will of God to be under the will of other ones. That's why we were told, thou shalt have no other God before me, that I am presence, that I am awareness that each one of us has. And being harmonized in the truth, see, the love that is the fulfillment of the law is the harmony of the truth that we are each so absolutely blessed to be these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, gifted with its own intelligence through every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, that we're divinely designed. And to come to a place and space where we honor our divine design. And as a result of being under the influences of capitalists and the meat and dairy industry and the Food and Drug Administration and the United States Department of Agriculture and the biotech industries and all of these ones who have come together to create an international brotherhood of domination and subjugation and violation of the planet, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the whole populace. So if we want to get free, and we should want to be free, then we have to really honor the reality that we have the opportunity in our now moment to exalt a full effort in our clearing, our cleansing, our purification as the way to literally consecrate our bodies to be re-enthroned with the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, harmonized within the will of existence, the love of existence, the intelligence of existence, exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our being, our harmonizing, our conscious care to literally facilitate wholeness and wellness with everything and everyone, everywhere. The capacity that we have as intelligences of existence to be able to communicate and collaborate and cooperate with one another so that everyone's needs are truly met across the world. But to be in a place and space where you have those ones who feel as though they are more entitled than the people who are gifted to the particular landmass that they are, to have control over the people as well as the resources and whatnot for their own agenda, as opposed to the utilization of the earth and her resources towards the betterment of everything, including the earth and her resources. The intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it never intended for us to live our lives killing ourselves so that we could live the rest of our lives praying and praying and then never doing anything that's truly in our own best interest, and then thinking that it was God's will, something other than ourselves and our own choices, that we have tragic dates with fate and end our lives abruptly and sadly and having suffered and pain and disdain and fear and subjugation and all of this, on all of this medication, hospitalization and surgeries, and it's not health. What we are seeing is not a healthcare system. It's a death culture. So when people talk about, when our elders were talking about, well, you know, y'all giving up the meat and everything, you are part of a cult. And I'm saying, y'all, the Christians, the Muslims, the Hebrews, all y'all are part of a death culture, as long as you're feeding off the carcasses of dead animals. But it's not sustainable. There's no way to get out of it alive. The justice is the animal's justice. But to understand that the root of our issue is not the love of money. The root of the issue is the love and the lust for the flesh of dead animals, and the love and the thrill that people get from killing, raping, violating. That comes from toxic blood. The spirit is charged upon the blood throughout the tissues and the cells of the body. So if you're filled with toxicity, then it's very difficult to have the right mind and the right thought. And to not be able to make decisions in one's own best interest means that you are not in the capacity to truly govern anything or anybody anywhere until you are harmonized within the laws of existence itself. And it should matter to us. As maturing men, the progenitor of lineages, as fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and sons and grandsons and great-grandsons and great-great-grandsons, and to realize that as women, as mothers, grandmothers and great-grandmothers, as daughters and granddaughters and great-granddaughters, we're the bridge between those who've come before us, those who've come through us, those who've yet to come. And prayerfully, we are honoring the lives of everything and everybody everywhere, because this is life. Life is truly our opportunity to reverence and to worship. It's not just something that we do one day of the week or in the 7-day period where we're just taking a day, whether it's Sabbath, Friday, Saturday, or whether it's Sunday, we should be worshiping all the time, and we are. The evidence of how you're living is the evidence of what you truly are worshiping, how much time you spend in, and what you give your full attention to. And so, to bring forward the integrity of what purpose in being is, it has to be a conscious intention. It does not come naturally amongst so much distraction and programming. Our having an understanding and an understanding to realize that there is a right way to walk and a right way to live that literally facilitates our true joy and happiness and peace. To be in a place where you are not creating any sickness, illness, and disease, and you have the opportunity to reverse any of it, because it's situation and circumstance. It is not the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, the truth of where we are in the divine mind of the intelligence of existence, immersed in nothing but consciousness and having opportunity to have as much of it as we can utilize to put ourselves in a place where we are able to be communicated with the divinity of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to be under the auspices of our souls and to be a glory unto our ancestry and the lineages that we represent. Our educational system has not given us a greater way. For all of the educated ones, all of the ones who got degrees and whatever they've studied, nobody has given us a greater way than truly honoring and reverencing the gift that is life. And to truly reverence and respect the order and the laws that govern us. And to know how to master ourselves, control ourselves, to be in a place where we are truly our own best friends, the masters of our own destiny. And to be able to get off the roller coaster ride and being in the ditches and valleys of degradation and meeting tragic dates with fate when we have the opportunity to truly rise to a gloriously exalting destiny of harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, the love and being, the light that radiates and can really shine forward in the fullness of who we each are, to allow our lives to truly be a dance and a celebration, a rejoicing and exaltation of divinity personified, expressed through every medium that we could possibly utilize to give God and give life and give light the glory of our obedience, our obeyance, our attention, our time, to cultivate the wealth of ourselves, to literally know how to facilitate on a daily basis the enhancement, the magnification and the amplification, the consistent regeneration of our own life currency. See, they have y'all in a place and space where you think that the paper has greater value than your life force, your life currency. And I'm saying, no. You can put all of the paper that has ever been printed and all of the coin that has ever been minted, regardless of what metal, what paper, what ink, and whose image. And it does not have the value that one breath that we take or one beat of our hearts. We have to say, get our minds right in this so that we are rightly aligned with the will of existence, and we have the will to be continued in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, to understand that becoming proficient in whatever area of talent is good and we can get paid for it, but it isn't the fullness of what the purpose in being actually is, if unless you're going to be proficient in your self-mastery. You're coming to a point and place where you're vivid in your self-expression as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence, and therefore everything that you do will be a glory unto the all that you are, and be a benefit to all who are, and who've been, and who'll come. And so to find pleasure in pain and hurting other ones, to feel entitled to exalt some delusional sense of supremacy through the violation and the murder and the killing and the assault of other ones is just pure wickedness and evil. You understand? So we have to really begin to see through all of the delusion. You understand that carrying a badge and a gun and having the machinery to kill is not the same as having the light and the wisdom of knowing how to really facilitate the harmony to be a broker of peace and true power. The power is not in killing. It's not in subjugating. It's not in warring. When you follow that way, you follow the devil's way, the way of divisiveness. That is not God's way. And it's not to say that we should not defend ourselves, but when we are in a culture that is a detriment to itself and everyone, where those who were sworn to serve and protect are killers and get away with it, then no, we have to go directly to God, because there is a power that is available to us that is much greater than anything we've witnessed thus far in a system of degradation and violation that is founded on the subjugation and the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, the continued entrapment and incarceration and poisoning and oppression of everybody else. So no, it's not going to end well until we call an end to it. And that end is by exalting a full effort in our living, so that we are no longer participating in killing ourselves in the death culture, boycotting the death industries, exalting a full effort in our living, in our being, in our loving, in our lifting, in our laughing, in our laboring in light, standing, resolutely with that which allows us to stand absolutely. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.